Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Fedora 43 lands as a significant milestone for the Linux community, blending an innovative user experience with impressive technical improvements. Leading this release is GNOME 49, which introduces a refreshed modern interface and zippy performance enhancements aimed squarely at boosting user productivity. Right out of the box, Fedora 43 is more adaptable than ever, offering a versatile modular environment that lets you customize your desktop. Whether you prefer XFCE, KDE Plasma, or another spin, Fedora's ecosystem now puts personalization front and center. The new themes are appealing, and subtle improvements in application responsiveness make for an environment that feels smooth and efficient, no matter if you're a Linux veteran or just getting started. Fedora 43 comes bundled with a carefully chosen collection of software, designed to get you working productively straight away. Key apps include Firefox for secure browsing, LibreOffice for document editing, and the ever-handy GNOME software. Through GNOME software, you can easily find and install favorites like Thunderbird for email and GIMP for creative projects. Beyond usability, security remains a cornerstone of Fedora's ethos, and this release doesn't hold back. Fedora 43 tightens its defenses with freshly updated SE Linux policies, raising the bar yet again when it comes to protecting your system and your data. The default firewall is now smarter and more capable, implementing improved rules out of the box so that your desktop is safe from day one. Under the bonnet, Fedora 43 ships with a host of technical fixes and system optimizations that are easy to appreciate in daily use. Boot times have come down, overall performance is snappier, and under the hood you'll find the freshly baked Linux kernel 6.17. This kernel brings expanded hardware support, making Fedora's new release just as at home on desktops as it is on servers or workstations. One pivotal update is Fedora's full embrace of Wayland, now the exclusive display server for graphical sessions, as X11 is officially sunsetted. This paves the way for next-gen features coming in GNOME 50, with Fedora leading the charge. Wayland brings clear technical advantages, such as triple buffering to minimize graphical jitters, and support for Core ShiOLRV1 fonts for nicer text rendering. Thanks to these changes, users are noticing smoother animations, sharper text, and generally more responsive desktops. Behind the scenes, Fedora is quietly preparing the groundwork for GNOME 50, taking every opportunity to future-proof the user experience. But that's not all. The Fedora 43 cycle also intersects with some major developments sweeping the wider tech landscape. Mastodon continues to march ahead, unveiling its 4.5 release, an update cheered by its growing user base for its stronger moderation features. The big-ticket item here is enhanced moderation tooling, empowering community leaders to better shape healthy interactions. Mastodon 4.5 also introduces new native emoji features so users can express themselves with a flair that feels right at home in each community. This release underscores a larger open-source ethos. Give everyone the tools to connect meaningfully and safely online. Also under the freedesktop.org umbrella, there's renewed momentum behind the file system hierarchy standard for POSIX systems. These changes may sound under the radar, but they foster consistency, predictability, and easier management of files and folders across Linux and similar systems. As workflows become more complex and distributed, this common standard is a quiet win for users and developers everywhere. Meanwhile, in a boost for accessibility, T-Mobile has extended its free 911 texting service to customers of AT&T and Verizon, significantly widening the net for emergency communication. Being able to text emergency services can be a real lifeline, especially for people with disabilities, those in dangerous situations, or anyone who can't make a voice call. Industry observers expect this development to nudge other carriers, both in the US and globally, to follow suit. On the compatibility front, Linux users on ARM64 hardware have a reason to celebrate, with the crossover preview now supporting Windows applications on these platforms. This means a new universe of legacy and business-critical Windows apps can run on the latest Linux ARM64 devices, reducing friction for users who rely on cross-platform tools. For the cloud crowd and IT professionals working with Kubernetes, attention turns to Cilium's newly released best practice guidelines. These policies provide a practical, security-focused playbook for managing network operations and ensuring robust segmentation between services. With ever-increasing threats to online infrastructure, strong network policies are now more of a necessity than a bonus. The Fedora 43 release period also coincides with a sharp UPTICK in AI competition, as industry giants and up-and-coming startups vie for breakthroughs in adaptation, reasoning, and generative tools. For Linux users, this means quickened development cycles for OpenAI models, sharper tooling for data scientists, and new graphics optimizations underpinning much of the creativity. Speaking of graphics, Linux kernel engineers are advancing the state of open-source drivers for the next generation of graphics cards. A major highlight this cycle is support for the up-and-coming Crescent Island cards, primed for multiple desktop and gaming workloads. Significant performance adjustments are also landing for Intel's rapidly evolving Xe graphics drivers, looking ahead to kernel 6.19. Intel, for its part, isn't standing still. Engineers are rolling out key patches detailing not just support for new devices, but granular performance tweaks. Among these is the new latency-optimized mode for Xeon processors, letting server operators squeeze out every last drop of responsiveness. For Linux users everywhere, these improvements mean more robustness and less friction, especially as workloads get heavier and expectations rise. As the digital world rapidly changes, Fedora 43's advances symbolize the collaborative spirit that keeps open source vibrant and future-ready. Every new feature and bug fix represents countless hours of community work, underlining just how far open source has come. This release isn't just about polish. It's about building a platform together that is secure, accessible, and resilient for all users. Fedora's ability to adapt, experiment, and embrace bold changes puts the distro in the driver's seat as open source races ahead into new territory. The introduction of modularity, enhanced security standards, and hardware optimizations combine to offer a Linux experience that is both innovative and stable. Fedora's steady stream of updates, community engagement, and willingness to break new ground reinforce its role as a leader in the Linux world. As open source shapes the future of software, cloud, and networking, Fedora 43 stands out not just for its improvements, but for its inclusive philosophy. If you're looking for a distribution that's fast, secure, customizable, and community-driven, Fedora 43 is certainly worth a closer look. Every detail, from performance optimizations to thoughtful interface tweaks, speaks of a project that listens to its users while orienting towards the future. Whether you're deploying to a laptop, a server, or the edge, Fedora's tooling and broad hardware support ensure a smooth experience no matter where you run it. And by surfacing changes in standards, accessibility, and driver development, Fedora 43 ensures it keeps pace with both the latest technology and the needs of its users. What emerges is a release that's equal parts practical and visionary, confident in its identity, but always open to what comes next. Open source is, at its heart, a community effort, and Fedora 43's story is one of ongoing collaboration and a commitment to continual growth. With each new release, Fedora not only raises the standard for itself, but encourages the rest of the Linux world to join the charge toward better, safer, and more empowering computing. Thanks for listening.